الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، continuing with المنظومة اللامية, the Lamia poem المنسوبة, which is ascribed to Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And again, before we start the dars, the lesson today inshallah, let's review the lines that we've taken so far bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Who's memorized up to where we've reached? The brothers and likewise the sisters inshallah, try and memorize 16 lines of poetry that clarify alhamdulillah the aqeedah of Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah in a beautiful and simple fashion. So today alhamdulillah we will start from the line where Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullahu ta'ala he said, وَأُقِرُّ بِالْمِيزَانِ وَالْحَوْدِ الَّذِي أَرْجُو بِأَنِّي مِنْهُ رِيًّا أَنْهَلُ. And I affirm the balance and the pool regarding which I hope to be amongst those whose thirst will be quenched by it, meaning by the pool. أمس الحمد لله تكلمنا مختصرا عن عقيدتنا في الميزان. We spoke briefly yesterday about our belief concerning the balance, al-mizan. So today, alhamdulillah, we will talk about al-hawd, our belief in the pool, about which Shaykh al-Islam, he said, الَّذِي أَرْجُو بِأَنِّيَ مِنْهُ رِيًّا أَنْهَلُ, the pool regarding which I hope to be amongst those whose thirst will be quenched by it. And Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said concerning it, he said, الحوض هو حوض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The pool is the pool of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of resurrection. طوله مسيرة شهر وعرضه مسيرة شهر يشرب منها المؤمنون يوم القيامة. This is the pool of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Its length is the distance of a month and its width is the distance of a month. The believers will drink from it on the day of resurrection. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شَرْبَ لَمْ يَضْمَ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks from it a sip will never be thirsty after that. أَبَارِيقُهُ عَدَدُ النُّجُومِ. And its drinking vessels are equivalent to the number of the stars. And I just want to mention here again, brothers and sisters, look, alhamdulillah, what we find in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'am, man shariba lam yadhma, whoever drinks from this pool of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lam yadhma abada, they will never be thirsty after that. On the day of resurrection, may Allah azza wa jal make me and you from amongst them. However, again, look, aqeedah, this belief, it results in actions. This belief, and we've highlighted, alhamdulillah, periodically throughout these lessons, how aqeedah results in amal. No doubt when the believer hears the like of the ahadith concerning the hawd, they want to be from those who are blessed to drink from it. Why? Because there comes in authentic ahadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَرِدَنَّ عَلَيَّ أَقْوَامٍ. There will come a people on the day of resurrection, and he said, أَعْرِفُهُمْ وَيَعْرِفُونِي. And I know them, I recognize them, and they recognize me. However, ثُمَّ يُحَالُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ. They will be prevented from me. They will be blocked from drinking from the حَوْد. They will be prevented from drinking from this pool. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us all from that. On the day of resurrection, when people are thirsty, people are sweating, Naam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it will be said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what these individuals, they innovated and they introduced after you. The ulama, they say that those who are prevented from drinking from the hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are those al-murtadun, the apostates, but also it encompasses the people of innovation, the Rafida, the Jahmiya, the Mu'tazila, the Murji'a. They have a share of that. Highlighting the importance of what? Following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and staying far, far away from bid'ah. Because due to innovation, individuals will be prevented from drinking from the hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaykh al-Islam then he goes on to say, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَكَذَا السِّرَاطُ يُمَدُّ فَوْقَ جَهَنَّمٍ فَمُسَلَّمُ النَّاجٍ وَآخَرُ يُهْمَلُ. And in some versions you have فَمُوَحِدٌ نَاجٍ وَآخَرُ يُهْمَلُ. So Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, and likewise I affirm the sirat, the bridge extended over the hellfire. So either one will be made safe and delivered, or another forsaken who will fall. So Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, As-sirat huwa jisrun yudha'u ala matni jahannam. The sirat is a bridge that is placed over the surface of the hellfire. فالصراط الحسي, listen again, Allahu Akbar. الصراط الحسي هو الذي يمثل الصراط المعنوي الذي كان في الدنيا. The actual sirat in the hereafter, the bridge over the surface of the hellfire in the hereafter, is parallel to the figurative sirat, meaning the path that is present in the life of this world, which is alluded to by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And verily, this is my straight path, so follow it. So Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi is saying the actual sirat in the hereafter that is placed over the hellfire is parallel, is representative of the figurative sirat, the path in this life, the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this life, which is alluded to, the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this life is alluded to in the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. And this is my path, my straight path, so follow it. And likewise, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And verily you, O Muhammad, are indeed guiding people to the straight path. فالصراط المأمور باتباعه في الدنيا هو الشرع المتمثل في كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The path that we have been commanded to follow in this world is the divine legislation, the sharia of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the shara of Allah, which is present. Where do you find that? You find it in the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإنه من استقام عليه في الدنيا فإنه يستقيم في سيره يوم القيامة. Whoever is firm on the path of Allah in this life and upright upon it, he will be firm and upright in his journey upon the path, the actual path that is over the hellfire in the hereafter. And there comes in some of the ahadith that the people, they will pass over the sirat على قدر أعمالهم, based upon their actions. Again, look, aqidah, and how it is linked to actions. The people, they will pass over this bridge based according to their actions. So Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, he said, وَبِالْمُسَارَعَةِ إِلَى شَرْعِ اللَّهِ تَكُونَ الْمُسَارَعَةُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمَمْدُودِ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. And through hastening to implement the legislation of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah, they will hasten, the people will hasten to pass over the bridge stretched over the fire of Jahannam. Depending upon how a person rushes to implement the Quran and the Sunnah, and the level of their implementation of the Quran and the Sunnah, that will determine the speed that they pass over the Sirat, the bridge over the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. وَقَدْ وَرَدَ فِي الْأَحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ. And again, this is derived from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Who can give me an ayah from the Quran that establishes our belief in the Sirat? نعم وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضية. There is not one of you except that you will pass it. You will pass over it. Meaning what? The sirat. فعقيدتنا again as we said earlier مأخوذة من كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن منكم إلا واردها. There is not one of you except that you will pass over the sirat. This is something that has been decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Wasil. The ayah. Same ayah. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرَ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا أَحْسَنْتُمْ. نَعَمْ. So here, look again, actions. Look, aqidah, actions. Look how it's linked. There is not one of you except that you will pass over this sirat that is extended over the surface of the hellfire. From the believers, you will pass over it. We will save who? Those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the transgressors, the people of transgression, then they will fall into it. So again, look at the importance of the correct belief, but how again the correct belief, alhamdulillah, it influences the actions of the servant. Shaykh Ahmed, he said, وَقَدْ وَرَدَ فِي الْأَحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيَّةِ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى عَدْمِ التَّمَاثُلِ بَلِ التَّفَاوَتِ الْعَظِيمِ بَلِ التَّفَاوَتِ الْعَظِيمِ في سير المسلمين على الصراط الحسي فمنهم من يمر كلمح البصر وكالبرق وكالريح وكأجاويد الخيل وكسعي الرجال ومنهم من يمشي مشيا ومنهم من يحبو حبوا. The Sheikh, he said, and it is established in a number of authentic ahadith that the Muslims' journey across the bridge is not of equal speed. The Muslims, they will not pass over the bridge of equal speed. Rather, their speed will differ greatly. Some will pass like the blinking of an eye, some like lightning, some like wind, some like fine horses, some like the running of men, some walking, some crawling, and some crawling on their stomachs. And then the Shaykh again, he said, وَهَذَا تَفَاوَتُوا بِحَسْبِ تَفَاوَتِ سَيْرِهِمْ عَلَى شَرْعِ اللَّهِ وَسُرْعَتِهِمْ إِلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And the difference of their speed is in accordance to their journey upon the legislation of Allah and their speed to implement it in this life. Their speed to implement it in this life. Then he said, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and the version that Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, he relied upon, فَمُوَحِدٌ نَاجٍ وَآخَرُ يُهْمَلُ. So either you have the muwahid who is made safe and delivered, or another who is forsaken and who will fall, meaning, أي الذي كان سيره المعنوي على الصراط مستقيما في الدنيا فهو ينجو ومن كان سيره متأرجحا فهو يسقط والعياذ بالله. Meaning the one who traversed upon the straight path in the figurative sense, meaning in this life, in this world, then he will be delivered. The one who implements his religion based upon the Quran and the Sunnah and implements the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and stays away from the prohibitions, he will be delivered. And whoever's journey was unsteady, whoever's journey upon the figurative path of Allah in this life, na'am, then they will fall and Allah's refuge is sought. Then Shaykh al-Islam, he said, ثم قال رحمه الله والنار يسلاها الشقي بحكمة وكذا التقي إلى الجنان سيدخل. Now الإيمان بالجنة والنار. Belief in paradise and the hellfire. He said, and the wretched one will burn in the fire by the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, by the divine wisdom, the pious one will enter the gardens of paradise. And the wretched one will be burned in the fire of hell by the divine wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, by divine wisdom, the pious one will enter the gardens of paradise. And alhamdulillah, this is the purpose, brothers and sisters, that يَعْمَلَ الْعَامِلُونَ, the people, alhamdulillah, they act in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to that man وَحَوْلَهَا نُدَنْدٍ. Our speech revolves around this. Meaning what? Asking Allah Azza wa Jal for paradise, working for paradise, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to save us from the hellfire, and fleeing from the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed him. He said, وَحَوْلَهَا نُدَنْدٍ. Our speech revolves around this. Why? Because Alhamdulillah, every believer wants to enter Jannah, eternal bliss, and the enjoyment of paradise, and escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. Whoever is saved from the punishment of hell and entered paradise, that is the successful one. Ultimate success is judged based upon what? Who will be from the people of Jannah? So Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, أي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى عد للجنة ملأها. That meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared paradise and will fill it with its inhabitants. وَعَدَّ لِلنَّارِ مِلْأَهَا. And likewise, He has prepared paradise and He will fill it with its inhabitants. وَمَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. And their destination is based upon their actions. وَمَا قَدْ كَتَبَ لَهُمْ وَعَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّعَادَةِ وَالشَّقَاوَةِ. And He has already decreed for them happiness or misery. Now when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked Him, when He informed them that everything has been decreed, and they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about actions, He said, اعملوا, act, perform good deeds, because everyone will find easy what they have been created for. So naam, the servant, he performs good deeds because he hopes that Allah Azza wa Jalla will enter him into the gardens of paradise, and he stays away from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in order to escape the punishment of Allah. And then the Shaykh, he said, Allahumma ja'alna min al-najeen waktubna min al-faizeen bi rahmatik. He said, Oh Allah, make us from those who are saved from your torment, and write us among the successful through your mercy, those who attain safety from the disgraceful punishment, which is for the disbelievers and sinners in the fire of Jahannam, and Allah's refuge is sought. And Allah's refuge is sought. Again, with regards to paradise, naam. وَالنَّارُ يَصْلَاهَا الشَّقِيُّ بِحِكْمَةٍ. The wretched and the disgraced, they will enter the hellfire by divine wisdom. Naam. Whoever enters the hellfire, then that is due to the justice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And whoever enters paradise, then that is due to the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِكُلِّ حَيٍّ عَاقِلٍ فِي قَبْرِهِ عَمَلٌ يُقَارِنُهُ هُنَاكَ وَيُسْأَلُ. For every living person, every living person who is sane, al-aqil, somebody who is sane, will have in his grave his deeds to accompany him, for which he will be questioned. So here, this is referring to what? Our belief, al-iman bi su'al al-qabr, belief in the questions of the grave and its punishment and its bliss. وَلِكُلِّ حَيٍّ عَاقِلٍ فِي قَبْرِهِ عَمَلٌ يُقَارِنُهُ هُنَاكَ وَيُسْأَلُ. Shaykh Ahmed, he said, وَهَذَا الْبَيْتِ فِيهِ أَنُّهُ يُصَوَّرُ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَمَلُهُ. This line of poetry mentions that a person's actions will be made visible to them in the grave. And then the Shaykh, he mentions the long hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu an, which is found in Sunan Abi Dawud and other collections of hadith. And the Shaykh, I think he mentioned here the love that was narrated by Imam Ahmed, wa huwa hadith in sahih qad saha wa Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be authentic. Inshallah, we'll mention the shahid from the hadith. The hadith is tawil, alhamdulillah. The brothers and sisters who have time to return and read it, inshallah, return and read the whole hadith. But we'll mention the shahid for what Shaykh al-Islam mentioned here. He said, وَلِكُلِّ حَيٍّ عَاقِلٍ فِي قَبْرِهِ عَمَلٌ يُقَارِنُهُ هُنَاكَ وَيُسْأَلُ. And every sane living person will have in his grave his deeds to accompany him, and for which he will be questioned. طيب. That comes in the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib. And first we'll mention concerning what? The questions. فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ وَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانْ فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ فَيَقُولَانِ لَهِ. When the soul is returned to the body in the grave, two angels will come, and we know Munkar and Nakir كما جاء في بعض الأحاديث. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, and they will say to the deceased, مَنْ رَبُّكْ. Fayaqul, they will say, who is your Lord? The believer will say, my Lord is Allah. The angels will ask the deceased, ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم? Who is this man who was sent to you? The believer will say what? Huh? We're not confused, are we? It's very quiet. The believer will say what? Naam, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the angels will ask, فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ وَمَا عِلْمُكَ? And there's a benefit in that. How did you arrive at knowledge of this? Look at this, ikhwan. مَعْرِفَةُ الْمَسْأَلَ بِدَلِيلِهَا خَاسَةً فِي أَمُورِ الْعَقِيدَةِ Especially in matters of belief. Because the angels will ask the deceased in the grave, وَمَا عِلْمُكَ? How did you attain knowledge of this? How did you know? The first question, مَنْ رَبُّكُ? Who is your Lord? My Lord is Allah. Who is this man who was sent to you? He is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels will ask, Mada, how did you know this? How did you know concerning this? The person, the believer, he will say, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ I read the book of Allah azza wa jal, فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ وَصَدَّقْتُ And I believed in it, and I affirmed it. So look, aqeedah is derived from where? Quran and sunnah. Even the dead person in the grave, the believer, he's going to say, where's my aqeedah? When he's asked, وَمَا عِلْمُكَ? How did you know? When he answers the questions, مَنْ رَبُّكَ? And he says, my Lord is Allah. Who is this person that was sent to you? He is Muhammad, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is your religion? My religion is Islam. When he's asked, مَا عِلْمُكَ? How did you arrive at this conclusion? How did you arrive at this belief? He will say, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ I read the book of Allah. وَآمَنْتُ بِهِ وَصَدَّقْتُ And I believed in it and I affirmed it. Meaning what? Aqeedah has to be based on Quran and Sunnah, not the opinions of men. Not the opinions of men. قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ Our religion, if we want to be safe from the in the grave, and from the punishment of the grave, and we want to answer the question successfully and correctly, we have to learn our aqeedah from the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when the Sha'iri said, أهل الكلام والرأي قد عدموا علم الحديث الذي ينجو به الرجل لو أنهم عرفوا الأثار من حرفوا عنها إلى غيرها لكنهم جاهلوا أهل الكلام والرأي قد عدموا The people of opinion and rhetoric قد عدموا علم الحديث They don't have any knowledge of hadith They don't have knowledge of قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة علم الحديث الذي ينجو به الرجل Which is needed for a person to be safe and successful لو أنهم عرفوا الأثار If they had knowledge of the ahadith Then they would have not departed from it They would have not deviated from it And they would have never accepted other than it Meaning our religion is based upon Quran and Sunnah Not the statement of Al-Akhtal قبحا لمن نبذ القرآن وراءه وذا استدل يقول قال الأخطل Our aqeed is based upon what? Quran and Sunnah That will save you in this life That will save you in the hereafter As for the disbeliever, when his soul is returned back to the body in the grave, وَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ فَجُلِسَانِي فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ مَنْ رَبُّكِ He will say, فَيَقُول هَا هَا مَا أَدْرِ لَا أَدْرِ I do not know. The disbeliever, he will say, I do not know. And there comes in one version of the hadith, al-fajir, the wicked individual. He will say, I do not know. So they will ask him, مَا دِينُكَ What is your religion? He will say, هَا هَا I do not know. لَا أَدْرِ فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم? Who's that man who was sent to you? The disbeliever will say, ha ha, la adri, I do not know. And there comes in some versions of the hadith, سمعت الناس يقولون شيئا فقلت. I heard the people say something and I just followed them and I repeated the same thing. Again, going back to the beginning of what Shaykh al-Islam, he said, اسمع كلام محقق في قوله لا ينثني عنه ولا يتبدل. Make sure our aqeedah is based upon Quran and Sunnah. And inshallah, that individual, بإذن الله تعالى, لا يتزعزع. نعم. So that's the proof that a person will be questioned in the grave. Shaykh al-Islam then he said, ولكل حي عاقل في قبره عمل يقارنه هناك ويسأل. We spoke about the questions. Every person will have actions that accompany them in the grave. نعم. This comes in the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, رضي الله عنه. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَيَأْتِيهِ رَجُلْ حَسَنُ الْوَجْ حَسَنُ الثِّيَابِ طَيِّبَ الرِّيحِ فَيَقُولْ أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُرُّكْ هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ فَيَقُولُ لَهُ مَنْ أَنْتَ فوجهك الوجه يجيء بالخير، فيقول أنا عملك الصالح، فيقول ربي أقم الساعة حتى أرجع إلى أهلي ومالي. The person of the grave, the believer, a man will come to him and he will have a beautiful appearance in the grave. When he's in the grave, a man will come to him, and we believe in this because this is from ilm al-ghayb. This is from the knowledge of the unseen, and we only talk about the unseen based upon texts and evidences. A man will come to him and he will have a beautiful face. He will be wearing fine clothing. He will have a beautiful smell and perfume, scent. So this man will say to the deceased, the dead person, the believer in the grave, glad tidings of everything that's going to bring you delight and happiness. This is the day you were promised. So the deceased, the dead person, the believer will say, who are you? Because your face is a face of someone that is bringing good. The man will say, I am your righteous deeds. So again, look, righteous deeds will accompany the person in the grave. Again, aqeedah encouraging us what? To do good deeds. So that we can have righteous deeds accompany us in the grave. So that we can enjoy what? The bliss of the grave. Na'im al-qabr. And escape its torment. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَمَا بَعْدُهُ أَيْسَرْ مِنْهُ. If somebody has mother experiences the bliss and enjoyment of the grave, then everything after it, alhamdulillah, is easier than it. Na'am. And that's why Uthman radiallahu an, when he was standing by the grave, they saw him and he was crying and they asked him why, and he mentioned the well-known hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, the benefit of aqeedah. As for the disbeliever who is in the grave, the deceased, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَيَأْتِيهِ رَجُلْ قَبِيحُ الْوَجْهِ قَبِيحُ الثِّيَابِ مُنْتِنَ الرِّيحِ. Then a man will come to him and he will be of ugly appearance. He will have terrible clothing. And he will have a stinking smell. فَيَقُولْ أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُؤُكْ. I give you news of everything that's going to distress you and sadden you and make you miserable and agitate you or terrorize you. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ. This is the day you were promised. So the disbeliever will say, فَيَقُولُ مَنْ أَنْتَ. Who are you? فَوَجْهُكَ الْوَجْهِ يَجِئُ بِالشَّرِّ. Because your face is the face of someone who is bringing evil. So he will say, أَنَا عَمُلُكَ الْخَبِيثِ. I am your evil actions. The disbeliever will say, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَا تُقِمِ السَّاعَةِ. Oh my Lord, do not establish the hour. فَشَيْخ الْإِسْلَامِ ابْنُ تَيْمِيَةِ يُشِيرُ إِلَى هَذَا. شَيْخ الْإِسْلَامِ ابْنُ تَيْمِيَةِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ is pointing to this. Then شَيْخ الْإِسْلَامِ said, ثُمَّ قَال وَخَتَمَ الْمَنْظُومَةَ اللَّامِيَةَ بِهَذَيْنَ الْبَيْتَيْنِ. And then he closed the manzuma with these two lines of poetry. هذا اعتقاد الشافعي ومالك وأبي حنيفة ثم أحمد ينقل فإن اتبعت سبيلهم فموفق وإن ابتدعت فما عليك معول. That this what I've mentioned here is the creed of الشافعي, مالك, أبو حنيفة, and then أحمد, which has been transmitted to us. So if you follow their path, then success you have been granted. And if you innovate, then no support. If you innovate into the religion and you oppose what has been mentioned here, because what has been mentioned here is not based upon ara, opinions. It's not based upon theoretical logic. It is not based upon falsafa, philosophy. It is based upon Quran and Sunnah. If you follow this, then success you have been granted. If you innovate and you turn away from it, then no support whatsoever do you have. Briefly, some of the brothers, they brought it to my attention. I can't remember. I think it was one of the brothers. I don't know if it was Abu Khadija or somebody else. He said, you know, whereupon the manhaj of or the aqid of Imam Ahmad, and whereupon the aqid of so-and-so and so-and-so. And then you had some brothers, they went and they asked, I think, one of the mashayikh, is it okay to make the like of this statement? But if you study this, you know the answer to that question already. Somebody brings it as a shubha. And they say, can you say I'm upon the aqid of Ahmad, I'm upon the aqid of Shafi'i, I'm upon the aqid of Malik, I'm upon the aqid of Fulan min al-A'imma? You have the answer here. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, هذا اعتقاد الشافعي ومالك وأبي حنيفة ثم أحمد ينقل. This is the aqid of Shafi'i, Malik, Abu Hanifa, and then Ahmad. Because this is the aqid of these imams is the aqid of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Somebody may say, okay, that's Shaykh al-Islam. Al-Ajurri, he mentioned something very similar in a Sharia. Naam. So if you follow their path, look, you follow whose path? The path of these four imams and the other imam, from the imam of the salaf. Then success you have been granted. And if you innovate, then no support whatsoever do you have. And alhamdulillah, Sheikh Ahmed, he said, "Ay, hadha ma sabartuhu huna huwa i'tiqad al-a'immati al-arba'a huma al-Shafi'i wa Malik wa Ahmad wa Abu Hanifa fa'in ittaba'ta sabilahum fa'anta muwaffaq وإن ابتدعت وخرجت عن طريقهم فما عليك معول ونسأل الله أن يهديك إلى الحق وإصابتي وبالله التوفيق." He said, meaning, what you have studied here, what we have heard here so far, is the belief of the four imams, and they are Al-Shafi'i, Malik, Abu Hanifa, and Ahmad. If you follow their path, then you have been granted success. However, if you innovate and depart from their path, then you have no support whatsoever, and we ask Allah to guide you to the truth and attainment of it. And its success lies with Allah. And brothers, this is important because some people, they say, "I'm Shafi'i in matters of fiqh, jurisprudence, but in matters of aqidah, they're Ash'ari. And they oppose the aqidah of Imam al-Shafi'i." How does that make sense? "I'm Shafi'i, but only in matters of fiqh, jurisprudence, but in the most important matters of the religion, the usul, I'm Ash'ari. I leave the way of Imam al-Shafi'i." هذا غير معقول. Some individuals, they say, "I'm Hanafi." But they're only referring to matters of jurisprudence, fiqh. But if you look at their aqidah, some of them maturidiyya. Some of them, wal-iyadu billah, quburiyya, grave worshippers. And they say, "I'm on the way of Abu Hanifa." Abu Hanifa is bari'un minhum, wa hum bara' minhu. He's free from them and they're free from him. وَقِسْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And alhamdulillah, that's pointing to what? Ahl al-Sunnah, nahtarim jami' al-a'imma. We respect all of the imams. All of the imams of the religion, alhamdulillah, we respect them. And we honor them. وَلَا نَطَعَنْ فِي أَحَدْ مِنْهُمْ. We do not speak ill of any of them. As mentioned by the scholars in books of Aqaid, al-Tahawiyyah brings it in Aqid al-Tahawiyyah. That is why one of the sifat of Ahl al-Bid'ah, one of the sifat attributes of the people of innovation is what? Attacking the ulama, speaking ill of the ulama. Al-ta'an fi ahli al-athar. So if you see someone, and we experienced these things, you have people, they 15 years of age, and they're making ta'an of Sheikh Ubayd, whose lihya went gray in defense of the sunnah, saying, wal-iyadu billah, that somebody who's old enough to be their grandfather, they're saying about him, he's blind in sight and blinding his understanding. Ya akhi, are you majnoon? Would you say that to an old man that you meet in the street? What about an alim of the sunnah, whose lihya went gray defending the sunnah, and you, your hadith, just came around, don't know anything, yunkin la tuhsin al-wudu, and you're saying about an alim of the sunnah these type of words? Well, other than the sheikh, from the ulama of the sunnah. That's why, ikhwan, it doesn't take a lot of jidal, argumentation, when you hear the likes of these statements, no matter who it emanates from, fir minhum, firaraka min al-asad, like you run away from a lion. Why? Because somebody who talks about the ulama like that, you're going to see what happens to them. It comes in the hadith, Qudsi, man adali waliyan faqad adhantu bil harb. Whoever harms one of my awliya, I have waged war against him. Allah said that. So if you speak ill of somebody who is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, you don't know. Ma yudrik, maybe that scholar is from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you make ta'an and you speak ill of him, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the hadith, Qudsi, man adali waliyan, whoever harms a wali of mine, I've announced war against this individual. And you will see it, those individuals that they have no shame as it pertains to speaking ill of scholars and attacking the scholars, you will see how they end up. You will see how they end up. Wal'iyadhu billah. فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ سَبِيلَهُمْ فَمُوَفَّقٌ وَإِنِ ابْتَدَعْتَ فَمَا عَلَيْكَ مُعَوَّلُ. And alhamdulillah, with that, we've completed the Lamia, 16 lines. And again, I encourage the brothers and the sisters, alhamdulillah, to memorize it, because اليوم علم وغدا مثله. Knowledge is sought, يعني على مرور الأيام والليالي, with the passing of days and nights.